person like you tend to think I am for some god awful reason. Can we talk about your heart now? It must be so debilitating how you save so much room for so much disdain. To me, it just seems like everyone else is always the worst. But now self-reflection proves that folk cold before anyone speaks. You think you know what they think? What an incredible feat to be forever in sync with the over-analytical, hyper-self-critical, mind and metaphysical, optimistic, cynical people. I am not a terrible person like you tend to think I am for some god-awful reason. Crying, you tell me to laugh, but I woke up crying. Honey, I wanna laugh, but I woke up crying. I woke up.
I'm CR, you're listening to 91.5 WMFO, and the show is They Them. All right, hey y'all. Welcome to the AFM. Let's see, I don't know if I'm audible here. I'm CR. You're listening to 91.5 WMFO, the AFM. Let's see. Okay. I think you guys can hear me. If you're any of my friends, shoot me a text if you can. That seems like the best way to solve this. Oh, yeah. Okay. Josh, my co-DJ, just... Oh, my God. So many people are texting me. Thanks, guys. It has been 1 year since I had to use DJ equipment, but now I'm back. Yeah, welcome to my show. The first song there was Waking Up Crying by Jetty Bones, and then we had the new Japanese Breakfast single, Be Sweet. There's a lot of exciting new music over the past couple of weeks. We are going to listen to the St. Vincent single, despite me not knowing what to make of it at all. There's a new Chloe and Halle single, and then there are a couple of really exciting albums from Julian Baker of the Phoebe Bridgers Cinematic Universe, and from Adult Mom. So let's just get right to it. I'm gonna apologize in advance for this next little stretch because I had no idea what to do with the St. Vincent song, so I just kind of threw it together with random music that I think sounds nice. I'm very aware it makes no sense, but enjoy.
Oh, Oh yeah, good call.
Chasing now, he's conventional, you're mystical. that's what I get in for playing with fire. With fire.
Will be proud to hear that I've spent the past 10 minutes trying to figure out this DJ equipment, and I think I'm ready. Please call me at 855-915-WMFO, and I will try my best to put you on the air. Also, I wish I were pretending that, like, me not knowing how the DJ booth works was a test to see if my friends were listening to my show. Because I did get texts from a couple friends confirming that they were listening to my show. One of them was Josh, the other host of the AFM. Delightful human being. Told me I'm doing a great job. Thank you, Josh. And the other was Izzy. Today is International Women's Day, and I still haven't gotten a Venmo request from you, which is a little offensive. I will not be fulfilling said Venmo request, but Izzy is, like, the only woman in my friend group, and every year she requests a dollar from all of the dudes in her life, which I think is really beautiful. What I think is less beautiful is that most of those dudes actually do pay a dollar. That I find more challenging and beautiful. Anyways. Yes, so we've got Pay Your Way in Pain by St. Vincent. My only opinion about it is that it always brings a smile to my face, like the weird way that St. Vincent pronounces her O's. Like, money. It's not insightful at all, but that's what I think of. Makes me smile. I'm hoping this album is good. Not sure how I'm going to feel about it, but we will find out soon. And Japanese Breakfast also announced an album coming out in June, which is going to be a lot of fun. Let's do our PSA now. Let's knock it out. This is an important one. It is titled, Why Not Cover Your Computer Camera? And that's kind of the gist of the whole thing. If you have a computer with a webcam and you don't use it, why not cover the camera up with a piece of opaque tape? In addition to government programs, there's plenty of other malware and viruses that can hijack the computer's camera to spy on you. So if you don't use it, consider covering it up. A message in the public interest from WMFO Medford, Tufts Educational Radio. Yeah. They make some points. I don't know about you guys, but I never use my webcam for class or meetings or FaceTime study dates. None of that. I actually do cover up my camera though, because I worked for IBM and they sent me a cute little camera cover, and I am scared of the government programs that they really vaguely mention in the PSA. It's a chief concern of mine. Anyways, I love checking my texts. Josh, our co-host. Josh, if you want to call in and say hi to people, you can. Josh just texted saying, thank you for reminding me to pay Izzy. So not only are they going to pay Izzy, they're going to proactively pay Izzy. Anyways, let's listen to some more music while I try to figure that one out.
It hurts.
right, so I have two callers at the same time, which is super exciting for me. It also is quite overwhelming for me. If you're the 812 number, just sit tight, and I will get to you so soon. If you're the 650 number, I'm gonna put you on the air. You're not allowed to curse on the radio. You're not allowed to talk about alcohol or drugs on the radio. Please don't get me in trouble. Let's go. Okay. What's happening? Friends who are texting me about the radio, please tell me. Izzy just texted me good DJing. And I disagree. Okay. Yeah, I'm sorry, guys. I don't know how DJ equipment works. It is absolute silence over here for me.
Which is super cute.
Okay. Josh, please text. I love breaking the fourth wall of radio by making requests of my co-hosts to tell me how the radio works. Yeah, Josh, please text and explain radio to me. And for now, I will play more music. We're gonna listen to a couple songs from the Julian Baker album that came out. They're really good. Hey guys, we have Josh. We should have Josh. I think. Yeah, Josh, welcome to the radio.
Well, hello.
How's your week been? It's been 1 week since everybody heard you.
Yeah, it's been a good week. Very busy with midterms and planning the next show.
Ooh. Yeah. Okay. What are your plans? What are your big plans?
More Mumford and Sons. I neglected to play any Mumford and Sons last show, which I feel like is a disappointment to my audience.
I noticed that because I was bracing myself for the Mumford. I was waiting for it, and it never came.
Yeah, I'm. I can't believe I overlooked that.
I want to pretend like we planned for me to have the Women's Day show, just to keep you from filling it with Mumford. But this was. We decided this by iMessage Connect 4.
We did, yes.
It was fun. It was frustrating. It was one of those Connect 4 games where it, like, starting, like, 3 minutes in, it was just, like, whoever gets unlucky loses.
Yes. It was like tic-tac-toe.
Right.
Kept tying.
Right, but it's a good way to make decisions, I think.
Yeah, it worked out.
Yeah, it did. Is there anything you want to say to your listeners? They miss you.
I know. It's been a rough week away from them.
And it's, like, tough for me. Like, you're so clearly the superior host that
no,
I can tell there. I think part of my charm is that I don't know how to do radio. Speaking of which, I totally forgot to, like, log the last song I played. You guys can listen to that.
You're doing great.
Oh, yeah. Thank you.
Yes.
Okay. Well, good luck on your midterms.
Thank you.
Oh, by the way, everybody, Josh, did you Venmo Izzy?
I did Venmo Izzy, yes.
This has spiraled so far out of my control. I started with, I don't plan on paying Izzy, but I wish she'd send me a request. And it turned into you paying Izzy. And then it turned into Izzy tweeting that I asked people to pay her.
Yeah. I mean, that is kind of what happened.
I've mistakenly inserted myself into some kind of, like, Ponzi scheme where Izzy gets so much money.
No, it's just, it's Women's Day appreciation for Izzy, because she happens to be one of the only women we know.
She did text me and, like, she texted me in all caps and said I didn't used to be the only woman, which is not wrong, but I never got money from putting up with you guys. So I kind of just did a whole, like, if you can't beat them, join them maneuver.
Yeah. Yeah, that's fair.
And it's been working for me so far.
Yeah. Yeah, I you know.
Yeah.
It's tried and tested.
Yeah, it is. Okay. Good luck with your midterm, student. Thanks for coming on.
Bye.
Bye. Okay. I'm still on the radio. Josh is not. Let's see. Epiphany, you can call me now. I feel much more comfortable about my ability to successfully pick up the phone. She texted me. Epiphany is the woman I chose this Women's Day to appreciate. I know it's not, like, International Women's Appreciation Day, but that's how I've chosen to celebrate it. So I sent Epiphany a bunch of appreciative texts. And that's my method of celebrating. I don't know, like, I promise, like, some of it was, like, you're really pretty and great, and some of it was, like, very feminist, like, I respect you, you're smart. So if you have opinions on if that, like, counts, please let me know. Anybody. Speaking of International Women's Day topics, we're listening to Julian Baker. What are our thoughts, like, after Julian Baker's album came out, Lucy Dacus tweeted, saying, like, expressing her resentment for the sad indie girl genre, which I definitely understand. But as somebody who loves the sad indie girl genre, I don't want to let it go. Is it real? does the sad indie girl genre exist? Because no sad indie boy genre exists, even though a lot of sad indie boy music exists. You know, like, it's just not considered a genre when men do it. What are our thoughts? You can tell I want people to call so bad. I'm even asking questions to the audience. Give me your opinions. We'll listen to more sad indie girl music. Actually, we won't. Let's listen to some Adult Mom. Adult Mom's not a girl. They are an incredible artist who has released Driver last week, which is absolutely their best album so far. I'm so excited about it. So let's listen to that. Adult Mom, like, this album makes me sad that Adult Mom wasn't more popular when, like, Tuca and Birdie was being made, because obviously this music should have been the soundtrack to Tuca and Birdie. That's just what it makes me think of. What does it make you think of? Please call me. I'm gonna make this my bit for the whole show. I'm gonna ask people to call me every 30 seconds every time I'm on air now, because my previous show was Wednesdays at 6 a.m. So nobody was gonna call me because nobody was awake. That's Ethan called me once, but other than that, nobody was gonna call me. Now I really want some human interaction. I'm desperate for it. Please call.
You flee when it's hard, and I stay put. You say you're a bird, but you're flying east for winter. And I won't tell you not to go. You won't hear it anyway. But what are you going toward? Is it something you can't say? Sit in the car park. Car parked in the dark, hearing raindrops on the roof. Sit in the car parked in the dark, hearing raindrops on the roof. Sit in the car parked in the dark, hearing raindrops on the roof. Sit in the car parked in the dark, hearing raindrops on the roof. Sit in the car parked in the dark, hearing raindrop on the roof. From an overdue hospital bill,
I can't afford to pay, so I hide it under a stack of things I'd rather not yet deal with. I bury into another show stream, into my head and eyes watch as I die.
Everybody else.
Hello.
Yeah, you should be on. You should be on the radio.
Oh my god, am I on?
I think you're on. Josh, text me and tell me if Epiphany's on.
I feel very honored to be the woman represented on this International Women's Day radio show.
And I really appreciate. Yeah, no, I appreciate you calling. So that I could have a woman on my show, because otherwise I would
right,
feel...
Right, you really need a women's voice represented if you're gonna...
We need some...
Have a women's case show.
We need some female representation.
Yeah.
Like, there are no other females on this show.
There's no other.
How's your day been? Have you been having
I've been feeling really appreciated.
I'm so glad.
I think that I really underestimated International Women's Day. Like, you know, like there's being alone on Valentine's Day, whatever, sad. But I didn't realize how much sadder it is to be alone on International Women's Day.
Yeah,
It feels really good to be appreciated as a woman.
I think you were the one who actually informed me that it was International Women's Day in the first place.
I think it was me.
But
I had to let you know. I had to be appreciated.
I'm really glad that I could do that for you.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah. What have you been doing? Like, what do women do on Women's Day?
You know, I've just really been doing a lot of womanly things. Yeah, like I took a shower this morning.
Okay.
Very whoopingly.
I do that too.
I didn't shave my legs.
You did not shave your legs.
I did not.
That's good. That's liberating.
I did work out with my friend this morning.
With Zuri.
It felt very girl boss. No, with Delaney.
With Delaney. Okay,
so workout plan for us.
Wow. Did you like lift weights then? Like she's like a
unfortunately
lifter, right?
Not because watching Delaney lift is super sexy. But no, we did like hill sprints, which were a word I can't say on the air.
Yeah, that's terrible.
Yeah, no, she really went hard. It was like, yeah, women.
Women, girl boss.
Look at us go, running up the hill, running up the mountain. Conquering the mountain.
That's tough.
Yeah.
That's tough.
We also talked a long time about Meghan Markle and the royal family, which also, you know, women things.
Yes, no, please explain that.
It's not much to explain. It's just like exposing that the royal family is racist, and we all knew this.
Because I asked Izzy to explain after I saw that like domino meme where the small domino is like the TV show Suits, and then the large domino is like the collapse of the royal family. So, Izzy explained to me that Meghan Markle got famous from being on.
Yeah, the domino meme was.
Okay, so what's your take?
What are my takes?
What are your takes?
Well, first of all, I think it's worth noting just like Serena Williams' involvement in all of this. Like Serena Williams seems to be like the voice
Hold
of
on.
Meghan Markle, which I think is really interesting. Also, that Oprah Winfrey is...
Serena's not British.
No, but, like, apparently Meghan and Serena are really good friends, and Serena's been just going off.
Oh, my gosh.
On the royal family.
I respect that.
It's super entertaining. You should definitely read up on that.
I need to catch up on all this women's news.
Yeah, you gotta catch up on all these women's things.
All the things women. That the women are up to.
Yeah, these are things that women talk about.
It's something that you've talked about at length today on Women's
Day. Yeah, on International Women's Day. Also just like, we all knew that the royal family was problematic and racist, and it's exciting to see these be proven correct.
Sure. Exciting to see it brought to light, for sure.
Yeah, exactly.
Like,
well, yeah.
Because there's so many times that it should have been over for the royal family by now. Like, murdering Princess Di. And then the Epstein connections.
Also, like, I will say that I don't follow the royal family that much.
Okay.
But this was a very exciting thing to wake up to, not gonna lie.
I'm really glad. And do you think that they saved this for Women's Day?
I think they did. I think they're like, women would really appreciate
women would really like this.
Well, it is like all about her pregnancy and her baby.
Oh.
So like, women.
So like, maybe so, yeah.
You know, she was like, to be a mother, like, thinking about, like, the safety of my...
Of her kids.
Mixed-race child.
No, that's real.
So women.
That's real. Okay, well, is there anything else you want to say to my listeners? It can be the women or all of them.
I am representing all women here.
Okay, that's fair.
So.
Thanks for doing that, by the way.
Yeah, of course. No big.
Like, I've only talked to two women today, and I'm probably only gonna talk to two women today, Izzy and you.
Probably.
So, I appreciate it. It's a lot of heavy lifting you're doing.
It's a lot.
All right. Have a great rest of your Women's Day. I'll FaceTime you later. Bye.
Bye.
Okay, cool. My show is just about over. Let's listen to the other Julian Baker song I wanted to hear, and then I'll sign off. I'm CR. This has been another week of They FM. I use any pronouns, by the way. I think it's hilarious to have to name our show They FM and then continually forget to say our pronouns on it. But yeah, they is fine. go for gold. Have an excellent week. You'll be with Josh. Josh is a Behi. You'll be with Josh next week. And yeah, peace out. Have a good Monday.